Before we get to Tausch's hex,
which we will get to,
Jordan Schultz reports.
Oh, the coffee
guy. Starbucks brawler. They call him the Starbucks brawler.
Packers free agent running back A.J. Dillon has been fully cleared by multiple doctors and is ready to return to the field in 2025. Still just 26 years old, Dillon has 2,428 career rushing yards and 18 total touchdowns. He may be returning to the field. I do not anticipate him returning to the field with the G&G. You want to join my club?
I was shocked that he came back last year and they had that one little fun clause that they were able to work out. And no, he will not be back in Green Bay unless he's back working for the team in some other capacity.
I think we could have a great role for him on Green Bay game day if he's interested. Yeah.
Who are you getting rid of?
That's a great question.
Nobody. We're adding.
Well, no, you just said. So tell me the lineup now that you got AJ.
No, I'm saying if he's interested.
Oh, stop. I'm giving you grief. You just made a blanket statement. I want to put you on the fire. Yeah, the big grief giver.
Big on the grief given.
Homer and AJ Dillon after the game. Tausch gets Sundays free now.
Okay. Mm. Boy, you're firing me. Interesting. I'm gonna have some. I'm gonna have a couple talks with some folks upstairs. See if that's what that's a whole other story. All right, let's go.
Decided that during the football season, you need to take a beat and have a dinner on a Sunday night.
Oh, Jesse, you're fun. You're fun. Jesse's having a day today. He's done a good. Jesse's had a day today, and I haven't even asked him about Boldstream TV, and you know he's been grinding.
Stop.
He's been working.
Filibustering.
Hey, how about daylight savings time, Tausch?
Yeah. It's so nice at night now, but boy, that morning, walked out of the pack with a pickleball in this morning, and you know what? Still kind of dark out. Not as bright as I'd like. So I don't know what to think of daylight savings time. You guys know I've struggled with, that lunar. That's always been something I've struggled with. I still can't figure all that out.
Per Rob Vogel, the official ombudsman of Wilde and Tausch, since Mark Gerald Tauscher proclaimed that the Badgers are a Final Four team, the Wisconsin men's basketball team has a 2-3 record. They have blown two double-digit leads at home. They have lost to the worst team on Senior Day.
That was not a good game.
In the conference.
They should move Senior Day. They can't have that the day of the game. It's too emotional. They need to figure something else out.
Marquette lost too, just saying.
Tausch, defend what you have done to our beloved Badger basketball team for the second straight year.
This year's different. Last year, I think the AJ Store component, and I think there's just a lot going on there. And then it turns out, you know, he obviously ended up going to Kansas and getting paid a bunch of money. And
not playing
I didn't
great.
Feel that way. I really felt like you had all those seniors that were honored on Senior Day. John Tanjay's been an absolute stud. And I am not giving up on my thoughts as long as they can get. And by the way, and I know you played that quote and it's all over our air and I'm fine with it. But there was a qualifier that they had to get into the Milwaukee Regional. I did say that. Now, that doesn't make – that's not as cut-upable and
I don't remember
snackable.
That.
Well, I did. I did either before or after. I was very clear that
after
they
you said they
to
were
get
going
one
to
of
the Sweet
16.
Spots. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I still think this is a really good team that can score. I'm a little nervous defensively of Nolan Winter. I think he had a little shoulder. Hopefully, we'll find out on the jump around later. Is that today or tomorrow, Jesse? That they shoot that.
12:30 on Thursdays, the jump around with Jim Rutledge and
Thursdays.
Pablo Iglesias, yes.
With Nolan Winter, correct?
That is correct.
All right. I still believe in the squad. I am. I'm a little I'm a little surprised if they're shooting that live. I think they play at 1:30, right, on Thursday, because they didn't get that double bye because they lost a really bad Penn State team.
That is true. It just came across my desk. Nolan Winter will be recording with Jim and Pablo, so part of our pregame coverage of the Jump Around Digital show on Thursday will be the conversation with Nolan Winter.
All right, it's fantastic. Can't wait to tune in. I jinxed the squad. Rob is right. I made that statement. I believe that this team is good enough. It's been a fun team. I got to probably 6 or 7 games this year. I've enjoyed watching them. They move the ball. They score in multiple ways. But something's off. And it doesn't mean that they can't flip that script. Gardo came on the show. I'm telling you all this stuff. We're feeling good. Vibes are strong. And it's starting to spin. They got to find a way to stop the spinach. Don't know if they will.
Spinach?
Spin. Swirling. Get out of this. Mm-hmm. We got to get out of this swirl or we're going to end up getting flushed. That's where we're at. Find a way. Swim out of it.
Call Kohler Services to save you.
Get a new bathroom. There's reasons to be concerned about this Wisconsin team, and it happens to coincide when I made my proclamation. So what am I going to sit here and tell you? It wasn't a jinx. It's been jinxy. It's been very jinxy. And the Penn State game is what – I wasn't saying that after, was it Maryland? I don't even remember who we lost to. Oregon. Not a great loss. This one really stunk.
Yep.
And Jinxie McGee was in play. So, I can't argue with Rob.
Jinxie McGee. All right, Jinxie McGee, let's play some trivia. I'll handle it, don't you worry. Jesse, what is today's category? What caller would you like? And then we have a big unveiling coming up soon about a change in the prize pack as well.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I'm not sure that's ready for announcement yet, though.
Yep,
so let's just do that. But stay tuned. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Pretty excited about it.
Look at this. It's Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Wow.
Perfect segue.
Tausch, you think this caller's going to get them all right?
Yep.
Four entries. Final four entries.
Almost guarantee it.
I
got a quick question. Are my cousins open for availability on this or not? Are they eligible? If I had a cousin that called,
I believe,
would they be eligible?
Do they live in Wisconsin?
I did some light reading.
Yes.
They recently sent out the GKB company handbook, and I believe a immediate relative is defined as a sibling, parent, or child. So
cousins are available.
I think that means our cousins could play. Like my cousin Scott could call in and play trivia. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Are they Wisconsin residents though? Because that would also be a.
Do you listen?
Do they believe in better bread, better subs? Caller four right now.
Better.
Bread. Yeah.
Heard that one before. Okay.
Good one, Jinxie. Caller 4 for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 4 for the final four where the Badgers are headed, or were headed until Tausch popped off, is the caller. Speaking of great news, not just about trivia and what we may or may not be giving out soon to our winners, 6 years back on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Tausch
till Friday.
Tausch keeps his ratty old sheet that has his Coors Light reads on it, and yet chucks his Pella sheet only to have it extended by Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Oh, Gina, and we got the beautiful new sweatshirts that we got from Pella Windows and Doors. We're going to be able to keep those for at least 6 years. I know Jason's got at least 6-year-old shorts. There is no doubt about that. You go from changing diapers to dropping off your kid, all this great stuff. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors. It has been extended. I thought last Friday was it. You got until this Friday to do it. Zero interest, 6 years, 72 months, which is an unbelievable deal going on. And that great deal is not all. You also get 10-year labor warranty for your windows and doors, and that makes them secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer does end on Friday, which I think is the 14th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. He used to be Brian in Greenfield. Now he is Brian in Williams Bay. Brian, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. How's you doing?
The category. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead.
So I've been the last 2 weeks. I've called in every day. I've been the caller right before the one that's picked 5 times.
Wow.
Wow.
Sounds like persistence is paying off, is what that sounds like.
And he didn't get in the way of ruining our first-time contestant streak last week. So
yeah, thank you for not getting on. Well done. All right. Here we go, Brian.
Anything I can do to help.
You're a team player, no doubt about it. Question
selfless.
One.
Selfless. It's a selfless cat right there.
Just like Tausch. Question one in Badgers Trivia Tuesday. It's nice to have a guy like this on your team. Which former Badgers linebacker has agreed to a contract extension with the defending Super Bowl champions? Is it Jack Sanborn, Zach Bond, or last name Thompson?
Zach Bond.
It is Zach Bond, indeed. He's no longer inexpensive.
Jesse is having a day today, boy. He is having a day.
Question number two, Brian, is this. Despite winning the first game of the best of three series, the Wisconsin men's hockey team was eliminated from the Big Ten tournament by which opponent? Was it Minnesota, Penn State, or Ohio State?
I'll just say Penn State.
No, that was the team that beat the Badger men's basketball team, continuing Tausch's hex. Ohio State, I believe they actually had the Buckeyes on the ropes in game two as well, and then lost, and then lost game three. So Badger hockey season is over for the men, and I believe it's the first losing record their coach has had ever in his career. So, not great, Bob. Question three, Brian, is this. Which of these cities was the first one other than Chicago or Indianapolis to host the Big Ten men's basketball tournament? Other than Chicago or Indianapolis, was it held in Cleveland, New York City, or Washington, D.C.?
New York City?
I jinxed him.
You did. Yep. More jinxing.
The district.
In the District of Columbia, Washington. Where is this year's tournament?
This year they're back in Indianapolis.
Best place to hold these types of things.
DC was
New Orleans 20, is better.
DC was 2017, a couple of years after Maryland and Rutgers joined the conference. New York City at the Madison Square Garden was the year after that. Minneapolis last year. was the fifth different location. Cleveland has never hosted it.
When's it coming to Milwaukee?
Be nice.
Now, when's the All-Star game coming to Milwaukee?
I would rather have the Big Ten tournament than the NBA All-Star game.
I'd rather have the Badgers playing there in the first round of the NCAA tournament. How do you like
them
apples?
Get to that Sweet 16 that I promised. Yep.
Yeah, which is a stepping stone to the Final Four that you promised. Brian, you only got one right, and we'll blame Tausch. We're glad you got through after not getting through last week. And you've got two of the possible four entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
I want to get to Wonelli and make sure we have plenty of time to hear highlights from Bullstream TV. But I did have a buddy of mine say that he's got an extra ticket for the NCAA tournament games at Fiserv Forum. Would you go if the Badgers aren't there? Would it still appeal to you?
Yes, I have went in the past too, when it was the old Bradley Center.
Yeah, I went too.
And mm-hmm. It's a fun event. It's a big boy event. Would I go now? No. But would I in the past? Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to check the girls' sports schedule. But yeah, it does. I would really like to go.
Everything's wrapped up.
I remember going there
by March, isn't it?
Not everything, no. And I know that because I saw your lovely better half. Got to hear all about your new charitable endeavor from her. More details on it was really great. At a gymnastics meet. So I know your gymnast and mine are still going strong, hopefully all the way to, state and then regionals, then nationals. But, yeah, we got that. We got volleyball still. We got a lot of going on.
I love how, and this happens in hockey now too, state to go to regionals? Like, why isn't it regionals to go to state?
Well, because it's multiple states involved in the regional.
But that's not regionals, then. That should be like national.
Think of the state like the conference tournament, and then regionals like the NCAA first couple of rounds, and then nationals as the final four.
No.
Your state is smaller than your region. Our region is the Midwest. I don't understand what you don't understand here.
Oh, I think you understand. You just don't want to hear.
I'm listening. I'm not hearing. You just don't like what you're hearing.
Exactly.
Well, nevertheless, I hope I get to go because it is a fun. I remember going when it was at the Bradley Center and Georgia Tech won on a last second shot. Who was the guy they called Baby Jordan
Childress.
From USC?
Harold Miner. Childress was Wake Forest. Because Wake Forest and Timmy Duncan won the regional one of the years it was in, and Childress had a monster weekend. And then Harold Miner is Baby Jordan.
Were you there, too?
I used to... No, but I just remember that. I don't know what year we started going. I can't remember exactly, but no, it was not.
Okay.
And by the way, there's no way you're going to this, FYI.
You don't think so?
No, I know so. Jesse, would you jump in that boat with me, or are you thinking he's showing up?
It was 1992. It was 1992 that this occurred.
Now, do you know the Kohl Center hosted a regional?
Yeah, that was fun. When it was brand new.
Yep.
I think there's a better chance Jason goes to Fiserv Forum to watch the NCAA tournament than there is he goes to Florida to drive Tay Wicks and the fellas around and get the inside
scoop. I don't know.
Scoop.
I might put a little extra pressure on our buddy here to make sure this happens. In his new role, he really wants to make a big splash.
Are you financing it?
No, but somebody I know who will and who wants to get this thing off the ground and really see this rocket go.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Okay. Appreciate your input. Wonelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Trevor Wonelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
All right, here's how I want to preface Wonelly today. If there is any pertinent NFL free agency news that pops up in the next 8 to 10 minutes, Jason, have eyes on X or wherever you would get those notifications, the ESPN app. Or
I'm ready.
Your personal phone, you are responsible for it.
I'm ready.
Otherwise, we're going to do something I know you both enjoy at least a little bit, but probably not as much as me. And that's recapping some of the highlights of the high school bowling state championships on Bowlstream TV. And for the first time, we have video highlights to share for you on the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels, huh?
This is my excited face.
Yeah, you're into it. I see that. All right, so here is clip number one. This was one of the best shots of the day. This was a big messenger strike. We even had instant replay on this.
Messenger strike. Wait a minute. What's a messenger strike?
Anyone else
strike?
Really hoping that,
that this doesn't work?
Free agency news breaks.
Yeah, it might. It might. There you go. Ego. This is Norman Harang. Can he get the messenger? Oh my gosh, he got it to fall!
What
that was rolling across, and I wasn't sure if it would get there in time. And he got it. What a get for Muskego in frame one. A huge break. Everest would have been right in a great spot to potentially take the lead had that pin not rolled over and knocked down the 10. Instant replay.
Confirmation that it's good to go. Take a look at
the replay
here.
So yeah, and this is in slow motion, so it's even slower. It felt this slow when we watched it live. That pin just rolls over. Looks like it's going in the gutter, and at the last second, just takes it down in the corner. What do you think of the execution there?
Did that kid even actually know? Because a lot of times you do that and you're messing with your buddy. I don't know if that kid ever even got the acknowledgement that he ended up getting the strike. Because he never turned around.
No,
his facial expression.
He
never...
sees it's coming.
He did.
Coach gives a big fist to the air celebration when it goes down.
So,
I think that's how we can tell.
A few questions here. First of all, so bowling is like baseball. The coach wears the uniform.
Yep, a lot like baseball in that sense. Yep.
Like the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I know that you love Muskego.
Yeah, they were in the title match. Can you believe it? First time ever.
Are bowling shirts required now to be, I don't want to say ugly.
Whoa.
Busy.
What?
Hard on the eyes.
You think these are not easy on the eyes here for Muskego on the right-hand side of the screen on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like maybe are those supposed to be like claw marks? Like a big claw went over the shirt?
No, there's no claw part of the, no. Not at all. They're busy, but that's fun. They're active. Active jerseys.
What did you wear when you were playing for George?
It was a plain red polo. They've definitely made them look a little more razzle-dazzly since then. So all the teams across the board. Very plain uniforms 15 years ago.
I think we should post that on our socials and ask if these shirts are ugly.
They're not ugly.
Whoa!
Tausch!
No, they're ugly. They're ugly. But good pin action.
Yeah,
really good
fun.
Pin action.
That was a fun highlight. Muskego and DC Everest. I sure do. Muskego and DC Everest meeting in the Division I Boys Co-Ed Team State Championship. More on that in a moment.
Co-Ed Team State Championship.
Yep. But first, though, earlier in the day, speaking of baseball, when you're doing the singles competition, it's a lot more like...
Speaking of baseball.
Jason said it's like a baseball team
shirt
with the coach dressed up like the manager. Yeah. Speaking of baseball... As Jason
was. How long
was.
Ago do we have to go before you could say speaking of? Like, it's got to be within a second.
Nelly!
I'm doing doing something here.
It's a very,
very fair point. Calling the singles competition is a lot like calling a baseball game when you're in the broadcast booth, where you're kind of like
slow.
You know how Euchre always used to, hey, you're telling stories, you're giving some insight behind everything. God. So during during the singles competition,
he just compared himself to Euchre.
Compared himself to the great late Bob Euchre.
I think Euchre would be proud if he was here of the line that I dropped explaining some of the advanced analytics that have made their way to the Wisconsin high school bowling scene this year.
Oh, boy.
Enjoy. Based on the old formula, strikes and spares were considered to be the same in the percentage. So the BER actually credits more pins being knocked down by the bowlers who get more strikes. So it emphasizes more of the strike percentage and a little advanced analytics to help determine the state qualifying field this year. So that helped determine
more strikes
top
is good
in the state.
Oh, just
all the
wait.
High school programs that competed in the semifinals on Friday. From that, we narrowed it down to 15 bowlers in the semifinals last night, and these top five bowlers
it's about to
have
get good
here to the stepladder final on Championship Sunday. Adam Totes of Franklin converts a spare on lane 8.
So you're saying that we get more emphasis on strikes, which is what we all want. Right,
is the
sport.
Entire point of the sport, as I'm told. No. the BER is the formula that was used for this year, emphasizing Wisconsin's
great
high school bowling and the stats there, as opposed to BEER, which is more common in the adult game.
Someone
this
please
is
sign somebody.
Show,
Oh, my get a trade for, like,
you were too busy snoring during the best part. Come on. We had to build up to it a little bit.
The show's
what
over.
What was the best part?
Go home.
The BER was the new formula, as opposed to what I said at the end, the BEER, which is more popular in the adult version of bowling.
That's not bad. Yeah, that was...
Could you not have gotten to that sooner?
I told you, it's like baseball. We got to build up to it a little bit. You're telling some stories as the action's going on.
Wow. Where was Walter Ray Williams when we needed him? Or Norm Duke?
Emil Williams Jr., my broadcast partner. He's the one who runs Bowlstream TV. Does
Let
an amazing
me ask you
job
this.
With
Jesse,
it.
Jesse, you listen to a lot of WTMJ Brewers baseball.
I do, yeah. And now 100.5 ESPN.
If Bob Euchre broke a baseball down anything like that, where would that rank in his worst of catalog?
Very forgettable, probably how that would be described. Forgettable.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Listen, Jesse, I'm going to tell you this. You do a great job. Bowling ain't easy. That is not an easy sport to bring that to and – you know, the first one, you brought all the excitement on the first one, and then I'm not sure you, in essence, were doing an equation, a mathematical equation on the air. Mm-hmm. I don't know if physics
strikes
is
are
a,
good.
If, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Can I try to finish strong here, or is there a free agent
again,
signing?
I feel like the beer joke was fine.
Thank you.
It just took 3.5 minutes to get there,
like
which was an eternity.
A minute eight to build up to it.
Felt a lot
It felt
longer.
Like 10 minutes.
We needed all the context to set up the joke, and then you stepped over the joke.
That's
a bad job
did.
By you guys,
We definitely
actually.
Did.
Well, how would we know when the joke was coming?
I told you it was
We've
coming.
We've been listening to it for 5 minutes.
Whoa, Nelly.
All right, the moment everyone's been waiting for. Final clip I'll play for you from the weekend. I bowled for Muskego High School in 2010 when we finished at fifth place at the state tournament. And it was my pleasure to
arbitrate.
Oh, no.
You guys might want to check your streaming numbers after that segment.
I imagine they're going up.
Please go ahead.
Big polling contingency in the state of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Uh-huh. BEER. Yeah.
Do you think I sounded down the line and I didn't want to go? Was I neutral enough in how I called the state championship moment here for Muskego? It's a heck of a performance for DC Everest. They toss a 203 and a 201 in the championship match. But this time, this tournament belongs to Muskego. It's over. And for the first time in program history, the Muskego Warriors have won the Division I Boys State Bowling Tournament.
What do we think?
I'm confused because on the bottom ticker here, which, by the way, great work.
Yeah.
With the ticker.
Emil does an amazing job.
It says DC Everest 404, Muskego 223.
No, it's a two-game total. So
oh, it's just updated now, though. See,
yeah.
It just updated.
It's a two-game total. Correct.
The pageantry of the handshake line and ugly shirts.
Handshake line. Yeah, they're bringing the trophies out. We'll wait for that, but fantastic
little dinosaur
stuff.
Guy that you bowl off of.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. What do we think? Neutral enough? Was I okay there? I didn't go too
homer. Yeah, you did a good job.
Too neutral. Boring.
What?
Yeah, I would have liked more excitement.
Yeah. You overcompensated.
Yeah, it was lame, kind of. I mean, if you asked if it was neutral, definitely no juice at all. Here's your alma mater who's never won a state championship, and they're going to be playing this audio 60 years down the road.
Yeah,
do you remember in 2025 when Muskego, and a Muskego alum, is doing
called
the play-by-play, and we won this championship, and you would have thought, I mean, I thought you were doing like the first reading of Deuteronomy. That's what I thought you were doing.
Deuteronomy? I'm more of a Leviticus guy myself.
And Muskego wins its first state championship. Drive home safely, everybody. Congratulations to the Muskego blah, 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 blahs.
You think I Al Michaels this?
No, I think it was worse than Al Michaels.
Do you believe in bowling miracles? Yes.
Jesse, there was no emphasis. You were... In your mind, instead of embracing the fact that your alma mater wins a monster state championship, something no one has ever done at that school, you were afraid of being called a homer, and instead of letting it rip and letting your passion out for your sport in your school, you said, and Muskego wins the state championship. That's what you did.
Yeah, I'm again...
Sounds like I need some reassessing.
You want me to shoot straight with you, right?
This hurts.
Want me to say great job?
Yeah, I do.
It hurts, don't it?
But I know you mean it, and I know this hurts a little bit. This is my baby.
Well, did you feel passion and excitement for, if you're a Muskego kid listening to one of the great Muskego alums in the bowling community?
Are they going
to
be putting that on their Insta? That call?
Yeah.
I would hope.
The last ball, like it was.
Well, yeah, it was clinched.
He had four pins up there.
Didn't even bother thinking about picking up that spare.
Right, it's just
it's over.
We won already.
Yeah,
we're donezo.
The Eagles aren't celebrating the final kneel down as much as they are when they go up like 30 points on the Chiefs in the third quarter. Like they kind of ran away with it.
I kind of feel like they are celebrating the kneel down.
Well,
yeah, they definitely celebrated the kneel down. Definitely more passion.
That was as anticlimactic as. And you've been doing this for how many years?
11 years I've been part of this. It sounds like I had to have some serious film breakdown to go back and do.
Sounds to me like there might be some complacency.
I'm a little concerned that this is the feedback I'm receiving on this. I thought
we imagine Matt LePay, your radio dad.
Yeah.
When Wisconsin scores a touchdown and he just goes,
touchdown,
Wisconsin. Scored a touchdown. Oh, and they pulled ahead 21-20 with 5 seconds left to go to the first college football.
And there is
great job,
your
Badgers.
Dagger.
It also didn't help that I was surrounded by all the fans of the losing team. So, like, we're sitting right behind the lanes.
Here come the excuses.
And it's all green for the DC. Like, I
you got an excuse on top of an excuse,
like,
dude.
If they wanted to
ice
just,
cream
like,
on top of ice
if
cream.
If they wanted to throw an elbow and, like, hit me in the side of the head if I got a little too excited for Muskego, they very easily could have done that where we were positioned
you
behind
were concerned
the lanes.
For your physical safety.
So now
safety.
You have,
yeah.
How many things do you have going on in your head? I don't want to be too big of a homer. I don't want to get punched in the face by a Schofield cat. You have more stuff going on. You just went from having what I thought was one of your best shows of the year until Whoa Nelly. It's a tough segment for you, old partner. It's a tough segment.
I mean, if you and LePay are calling the Badgers winning the Big Ten championship game, but you're in the Ohio State student section
I
doing
could,
it.
I would be louder and prouder if that happened. You think if John Lachey wants to come over and throw fists because I'm loud about Wisconsin going to a college football playoff? Hey, Johnny, bring it on, baby. Let's go. And I'm sure LePay's ready to throw fists if he needs to.
Hall of Famer.
And, oh, let's Jesse Nelson our excitement for Matt LePay making it into the Hall of Fame after 30 years, 35 years, whatever it's been. Well, congratulations, Matt. It's a very, very well-deserved honor that you just received.
You are a broadcasting legend, I would say, and we're so, so thrilled for you to be in the UW Athletic Hall of Fame.
Congrats again.
Way to go, Matt.
So it's not a very big center.
Like, I'm too close to Joe Thomas, and he's already in the Hall of Fame.
When you get excited,
and he wouldn't want me to say it's not exciting for him.
Like in the middle of a match, if I get loud when there's a nice spare or a strike, everybody turns their heads. They're looking at you. There's a lot of pressure on you because you're calling this, of course, for the streaming audience, but you're disrupting the people that are bowling because you're right on top of them.
Jason, I hate to use this term, but sportscasters use this about athletes all the time.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Did Jesse choke?
He came out flat.
Did he choke?
No,
did he choke?
He didn't choke.
Did he meet the moment?
No, so here's what he did. Again, I don't know if I've ever heard this many excuses strung together since.
There's three quick ones.
Well,
three real quick ones.
I honestly
the
did
fact
not.
That he's worried about a Schofield guy elbowing him blows my mind.
I thought Jason would be saying, Jesse, nice job being neutral, not getting too excited for your team, your alma mater. You played it right down the middle, nicely done. And instead, here we are with a lot the other way.
You still needed some measure of excitement because it is a signature victory, no matter where you went to. You overcompensated.
I thought that was a Tuesday match in Antigo in the Valley Conference. That's what I thought he was calling it. A preseason bowling match in Antigo. That's what I thought Jesse was calling it.
Yeah, you overcompensated. Let's just be honest here.
And the Red Robins defeated Schofield tonight. come on.
404 pins to 392. We'll be back with the postgame show presented by Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors. You overcompensated.
This hurts.
Also, just one last thing before we run out of show, which we already are probably doing.
Any free agency yet?
No, unfortunately not. The Texans have re-signed Mario Edwards Jr. One thing that I would argue is that it was the final ball, so you can't use the excuse that you were disrupting other bowlers.
No, there's nothing there.
Could have gone a little louder. A little pitchy, dog. All right.
Grant and Madison, I'd rather listen to paint dry than listen to bowling. No, you wouldn't, Grant. Come on.
Yeah, that's got to hurt.
Well, it depends. How much crackling? How much crackling with the paint?
None if it's Holman Lindsay.
Okay, big guy. Let's hear you call the paint drying, and let's see how that sounds compared to the state championship moment from Muskego.
Look at that now paint. No runs, no drips, no errors. We'll wrap things up next.
It's much better.
Brewers baseball is in the air.
It's back, and it is up, and it is gone. A walk-off homer for Vinny Capra.
Spring back into the baseball season on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I
The show's over. If only it hadn't been over about 15 minutes ago, everyone would have been better off. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride. We really appreciate you listening to the show. And that is the end of today's program. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Congratulations to Muskego Bowl. Great job.
Way to go, Warriors.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.